up we spoil and we come home again. Sailing, sailing, sailing far and wide. But if you know you can't go wrong, sing yourself to mind.
Folks, Billy Jones and Indian Sailor Sal Bromide Caravan, spreading the good news and cheer to the folks everywhere. Good cheer is something none of us can't do without. Good cheer and radio folks go hand in hand, and very often when one is a little below par, acidity or overindulgence, a wonderful feeling of wind. But there is something to do about it. It's called Sal Bromide. There are 10 cheers in each package. Well, apparently everything is going along smoothly with our two travelers. Ernie, you will remember, was somewhat forcefully induced into signing the contract by the appearance of his heartthrob, the wealthy widow who was pursuing him. Fortunately, the trailer, the crew, consisting of Jack Spratt, the barber, Elmo Williams, the handyman, the well-filled icebox, in short, everything was ready for the quick start on our journey. And as we pick up the caravan right now, they're just pulling out into the outskirts of East Burlap, New Hampshire. First stop on the Sal Bromide Goodwill Tour. Here they go.
Say, Bill, let's run over that car again.
Yeah, believe me, we need a rehearsal.
Hey, Jack, strum along with us, will you? Again with us.
Oh, there you go.
Ready?
All got shoes and got rhythm. All got shoes and got swing. Maybe haven't got money. Maybe haven't got shoes. All got shoes and got rhythm. For to push away your blues, yeah. All our children got trouble. Trouble don't mean a thing. When they start to go, hold it, hold it, hold. Trouble's bound to go away. Say, all our children got things.
Ah, that's fine. Well, boys, here we are. Just stick your head out and get a good load of the up-and-coming town of East Burlap.
Maybe I think we'll get a good crowd here.
In East Burlap? Well, we can't miss it. It's in the bag.
Yeah, well, okay. Drive up the main street there a bit, thing no more,
yeah,
and we'll pick out a spot to park the bandwagon.
How about that spot near the bank, Mr. Hyman?
Well, that's perfect. We'll be near the money if we're not in it.
Yeah, we are,
Mom. Yeah, here we are. Everybody out. Let's get the seeds.
How do you work this schedule?
Well, it's very simple, Bill. You unbolt that side, and I'll unbolt this. Hey, St. Elmo.
Yeah,
get on the seat and ease this thing
down. Well, just let it come down kind of slow, lad.
All ready? Here she comes.
No!
Yeah, he did. You snap. Why did you let it go down so quickly? You want to kill that boy.
Oh, you hurt, Saint?
Oh, poor me.
Yeah, where did it hit you, son? Where did
it hit? My head. Right on the top of my head.
Well, you're not hurt, then. Here, let me see it.
No.
Not even.
Boy, you sure were lucky.
Look at the dent his head made.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us dev on it, fellas. Here come some of the villagers already.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Let's snap into it, fellas. Yeah. We'll have a crowd here in a minute.
Okay. Let's get tuned up and ready to turn on the laughing gas.
Now, everybody ready? Everybody ready? Let her go.
Gather around, folks. Gather around. Not too close, mind you, but close enough so you may hear all the entertainment. There, that's all right. No pushing there, please. Now, before I tell you why this splendid caravan has entered your charming little kitty, those two mirth-provoking mimics of music and the muse, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, will cheer you with a little song entitled, If You Know Susie Like I Know Susie, Her Father Would Be After You Too. Billy Jones and Ernie Hare!
How dear to our hearts are the jokes on the airways. We heard them when we were young kids long ago. When we want to go back to scenes of our childhood, we stay home and listen to our radio. The jokes and the sketches were used when McKinley was shot, but they still make the dear public roar.
It proves beyond doubt what a smart guy was Barnum. He spoke the whole truth when he said, give them more.
Ah, but that old hokum bucket
and how the people love that stuff. The old Holcomb Pocket, they never seem to get enough of all the entertainment that was passing years ago. They dug it up again, but now they call it radio. The stage and screen are just too bad, and most newspapers too. They're all filled up with corny junk instead of something new. And just so you'll all feel at home, we brought some corn for you. From that old Holcomb bucket, old Joe Miller's bucket, if you know so well, if you own a radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now give you the prize-winning radio joke of 1936 and 37. It was used at least once a week by all the radio comedians on the large networks and is now making its triumphant tour of the smaller stations. The joke. Billy, will you kindly describe the United States?
The United States is a very, very large country on the North American continent. It is bounded on all four sides and it consists of 46 states and Maine and Vermont.
And now we present the prize-winning poem from Major Bowes Poetry Association. If you please, Mr. Jones.
Mary had a little lamb. One day she found it dead. So Mary took the lamb to school between two hunks of bread.
Well, here we are, last but not least, with the joke that bids fair to be the most popular during the coming season of 1937 and 38. The joke. Billy. Who was that tree I seen you talking to this morning?
That was no tree. That was Charlie McCarthy.
It's that old Holcomb bucket, that Joe Miller bucket, that old Holcomb bucket we all know so well.
Is there any favorite song you'd like to have the boys sing for you? Or speak right up. We aim to please.
Miss Genevieve.
It's September in the rain.
Ray, hey, how about she and Nanny home?
A pleasure. Where is she?
I mean your song, she and Nellie home.
Do you know it, Bill?
I don't even know Nellie. Ask him if he'll settle for Annie. He doesn't love her anymore, will you?
Say, mister, how would you like to hear one of the newer songs?
Won't do. Got to be seeing Annie home or nothing.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? Tell me, why are you so set on seeing Nellie home?
Well, I come in her car, and it's an 8-mile walk if I miss her.
Oh, a wise guy.
Well, mister, as a rule, the gentleman usually brings the girl in his car.
I know, but I don't go by rule,
Well, now, listen, let me ask you, what kind of a looking gal is your Nellie?
Well, she's got the prettiest neck and shoulders and arms and the slimmest waist.
Well, now, listen, why don't you marry her and get it over with?
Well, I tell you, mister, I was thinking about it, but you see, I got a horse and a cow and a dog already.
Well, you're not comparing a horse and a cow with a wife, are you?
Well, I should say not. I paid $50 for that horse. I can get a wife for $2.
Now, listen here. What do you think Nellie would say if she heard that?
Lend me the $2.
Hey, Ernie.
Yeah.
Looks as if we'll just have to sing it for him because he's holding up the show.
Yeah, well, ask him if he knows it himself, dear.
Oh, say, mister.
Yeah?
How does that song, Seeing Nellie Home, start?
Well, I don't quite remember, but I know it when I hear it.
Well, that's all we wanted to know. Number 6, boys. Say there, if you are the vexed one, a dreary, weary, and perplexed one.
I've got trouble, and he's got trouble, and you're no better than the next one.
You will find your share of bliss if you just remember this. You can have everything. Be satisfied with a little you may get. You can have everything. Don't envy neighbors on the fortunes that they get. Live and laugh and listen, don't be greedy. Help the needy, and you've got to get lucky. Yes, indeedy. Poor man, rich man, beggar or king, you just
it, mister.
Well, if I didn't know seeing Nellie home, I'd have swore you were singing You Can't Have Everything.
Well. Anything else, folks, before I proceed to the business of telling you just why we are here? Well, you see, back in New York, there's a big manufacturer. Now, I don't want you to think we're going to try to sell you something. Heaven forfend. We're not. Surprised? I kind of thought so. All I want to tell you is right here in your fair city of East Burlap are several places. Why, right there on the corner, I see Jed Smith's drugstore. I know he sells sal bromide. That's why you're here, just to pass a word of cheer and sing a song or two and remind you that there's nothing so good to relieve indigestion or a sick headache as sal bromide. Just you ask Jed Smith,
well,
and he's...
Now, young fellow, hold on there. I've got a few words to say before you do any more talking around here.
Gee, it's the sheriff.
Uh-oh.
Who are you, in case anyone's interested?
This here's the county seat, and I'm the sheriff of this here county. Where's your permit to give this show, huh?
Show him the permit, Bill.
Show him what permit? I haven't any permit, and you know it. What are you thinking about?
What you did to me with the widow at the audition, you remember? Arabella audition. A true Broadway friend.
Say, remind me to buy you some arsenic just as soon as this mess is over, will you?
The sheriff is waiting, Willie.
Well, you see, it's this way, Sheriff. We were a little late getting into town, and we didn't have time to drop up to the city hall and secure the permit. Can't we square it somehow? How about a little song, especially sung in your honor?
Nope. I don't like singing nohow.
He don't like singing.
I heard it the first time.
Well, Mr. Sheriff, is there anything we can do to atone for our terrible mistake?
Well, young fella, the only dentist in town is away, and can you pull teeth?
Sheriff, pulling teeth is one thing that we do
failed
not...
Failed to do better than anyone else in the dental profession. Step right up here on the platform, Sheriff.
Why, you dope, we'll all go to jail if you try to pull his tooth.
Soft, listen. I don't. We'll go away, all right? It's either the sheriff or me, and I like myself the best now, see? Here we are, Sheriff. Have a nice soft seat while I get out my instrument.
What instrument?
Shut up and get me those new pliers, will you, please? And then tell the boys to play good and loud when I give the signal.
Oh, this is terrible. We'll land in jail, sure.
Will you get those tools out? Ah, now, Sheriff, just tip your head back as far as you can. That's it. Now, which tooth is it? Oh, this one here. I see. Ah.
Sounds like you touched a nerve, William.
Well, I'm only sorry I haven't got you here in the chair.
Is it bad, Doc?
Bad? It's terrible.
Oh, go ahead, but don't hurt me more than you can help, will you?
Sheriff, when this is all over, you'll never know you even had a tooth pulled. You know anything.
Go ahead and get it over with, will you, Bill?
Just a moment. Ernie, my true Broadway friend, you better have the boys ready to pull up the stage quick and have the motor going. We might have to leave in a hurry. Now, ready with the music. Here I go, and wish me luck.
Hey, you going to pull this tooth?
Well, open your mouth, Sheriff. Not so wide. Not so wide. I'm going to stand on the outside. Now, hold still. Oh, there it is. I got it out as smooth as silk.
Yeah, but you took out the whole upper plate with it.
Trailing, trailing over the wide terrain, and never a carriage space we'll spoil ere we come home again. Trailing, trailing, traveling far and wide, telling the folks they can't go wrong when they use sal bromide.
Well, it certainly looks like the boys made a most inauspicious start, but maybe it wasn't so bad. At least, Sprat got in a few words about Jed Smith's drugstore, and that leads me right into an idea I'd like to get across to you. When you feel the effects of overindulgence, just put one of those effervescent tablets of sal bromide into a glass of water, allow it to dissolve, drink it down, and before you can think of how badly you feel, why, you're better. Your neighborhood druggist carries sal bromide in convenient packages. Well, we'll tune in on Billy Jones and Ernie Hare and the sal bromide caravan again tomorrow evening at the same time, providing the sheriff hasn't caught up with them first. Until then, the makers of sal bromide wish you good evening and good health.
Trailing, trailing, traveling far and wide, telling the folks they can't go wrong when they use sal bromide.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.